This is a painting that I fell in love with. My wife actually, several years ago for Christmas, found one and got it for me. But this is Simeon when Christ was brought into the temple at 8 days of age to be dedicated. And Simeon was told in the scriptures by the Lord that he would see the Savior before he died. And so it's Simeon holding Christ as the light of the world, and you see the map of the world behind it. This is one of the times in the year that we can try to forget some of the things going on in the world and try to focus on the love of Christ. And if the whole world had the love of Christ, we wouldn't have any more wars. And that would be great. Well, this evening, I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about what is the real meaning of Christmas and Christmas Eve. And so I've chosen just to briefly go through a passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. And if you have your Bibles, you can open them. And if you don't, the verses will be up on the screen. So that's all right, too. You know, when we ask, what is Christmas about? If you're a Christian, the easy answer is always the default answer, Jesus. You know, I mean, that's whenever in doubt, you just say Jesus and you're pretty safe, right? Well, I want to talk a little bit in these verses, what was the meaning for Jesus coming? So before we do that, let me open in prayer. Father, we come before you this evening and we thank you for the precious gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you sent a Savior for all people, to love all people, that they would only come to him and submit. And Father, what a precious thing Christ is in our lives. Father, as we come together this evening, may your word open our hearts and minds. May it help us be the people who can live holy and honoring God. Amen. So in verse 18 it says, now the birth of Jesus was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. So obviously, Mary did not get pregnant in the normal method, and she was a virgin, and Joseph had not known her as a husband knows a wife. And so it was of God. It's the one and only time this has ever happened. And so her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away. At that time, being pregnant before you were married was such an obvious sin. And it was a sin not only for the person, but it was a sin for the family, and could even be considered a sin for the village. And although Joseph was a righteous man, he obviously, I think, must have deeply loved Mary. Because he could have had Mary taken into the city, village square and stoned to death. That would have been his right for the fact that she was pregnant and the child was not his. But he loved her. He wanted to send her away. He wanted to do it so that she wouldn't be hurt. And while he's trying to figure out what to do, and Mary probably told him, look, I'm pregnant, but it's of God, and he's probably saying, yeah, right, at this point, you know. So he's trying to consider what to do and how to do all this. And then it says, but when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So now he's like, okay, I guess I'll believe what she's told me. Here I have evidence that what she's been saying is true. And it answered his questions about Mary, but at the same time, he's a typical male, I'm sure. So he's trying to figure out how to fix the problem and do damage control, you know. And so as he's trying to figure out how he's going to approach that, the angel comes to him and says, you know, she's going to bear a son. And you should call his name Jesus. And he will save his people from their sins. I love this verse. This verse tells us the entire mission and ministry of Jesus Christ. First of all, it says she'll bear a son. Only a male child could fill the genealogy predicted in the Old Testament, who would become the king, as predicted in the Old Testament, that would rule forever from the lineage of King David. So from the very beginning, they know it's his son. And then secondly, they'll call his name Jesus. Now, Jesus is the Greek name and translation for Yahshua. Yahshua is the Hebrew name. Yahshua means salvation. So now Matthew, why would Matthew, who is writing to a Jewish audience, not put down Yahshua? He would put down Jesus. I think there's a couple of reasons. One, Israel was a major hub of several large trade routes. And even though the national language was Jewish or Hebrew, the trade language was Greek. And so that was one reason he may have used the Greek terms. Secondly, at that time, since Israel was dominated by Rome, it was not uncommon at all for the Jews to have two names, their Hebrew name and a Greek or Roman name. And then finally, the Hebrew language is a poetic language. It is a rich language. But God knew that the Greek language, which is a very technical language, a very correct language, a very precise language, was what was needed, because no sooner had Jesus been born that the persecution and the attacks on the scriptures and Jesus and what would become the New Testament would start. And so it was important that for every generation since the birth of Christ, that the New Testament would have to withstand the attacks that would happen, and for every generation, the Word of God would be proven to be true. So in this one verse, we get so much out of it. And then, so we see, Yeshua means salvation, and it says he will save his people from their sins. Well, if you look at the Greek and the verb text in that sentence, it is futuristic. It is not historic, which means when God was talking about he would save his people, he is talking about he would save the people of the future who come to Christ and call him Lord and Savior, which would include both Greek and Jew. Now, in the passage there, it says, we know that it is Greek and Jew. When it says Greek, it means anybody that's not Jewish. So, at that point in time. So, Christ came and is the greatest gift that has ever been given for people who are fallen sinners. See, all people were separated from God in the garden because of sin. And God wanted to have a relationship with us. He wanted his creation to be able to come back and worship him and have a relationship with him. So many religions in the world, God is this distant God, and there's no relationship with him. We have a relationship with God because of Christ. We are seen to be righteous because of Christ's righteousness, even though we're sinners. So, then Matthew ends this passage with these two verses. It says, now this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, and that's the prophet Isaiah. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated again means God is with us. This is what Christmas is about. God is with us. If you know Christ, then you are with God. You have a relationship with God. And that changes everything, because we live in a world that is full of turmoil and evil, and at times it's just hard to take. And yet, when we know Jesus, we can experience a peace that the world just simply doesn't understand. If you don't know Christ, you want to understand the peace you can have, not because of a church, but because of a relationship with God, then you need to find Christ. That's the reason for Christmas.